standing by her man.
No marriage is perfect.
The wife of the U.S. Senate candidate accused of sexting at least a dozen women.
Is that his screenshot?
The stories are true, right? About the text?
Then, bad, bad girl. The Hell on Wheels girl who deliberately crashed her car into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour. Her life behind bars. 32 infractions already.
She thought that she was going to be the princess of the prison.
And what happened to Nancy Guthrie? Eva and America's greatest true crime experts.
Can they solve the mystery of Nancy Guthrie's kidnapping?
Plus, the Mole Men. One after another caught on camera, crawling out of the sewers.
What were they doing underground?
Then Chrisley knows outrage. The federal judge who threw the reality TV stars in jail.
Accused of having sex in her chambers with a cop.
We knew that this judge was corrupt from day one.
And Sabrina Carpenter's scare. Who's at her front door? Then Sydney Sweeney goes incognito at the crossroads of the world.
Please!
Nobody recognizes her dancing in her hoodie.
Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello and thanks for joining us. She's standing by her man. That's the Democratic Senate candidate from Maine and his wife showing a united front after he was accused of sending sexually explicit texts to at least a dozen women and posting this shirtless selfie on a popular hookup app. All eyes are on this election because, as Stephen Fabian tells us, it could determine which party ends up controlling the Senate.
The wife of an embattled U.S. Senate candidate is defending her husband after reports that he sexted with other women.
No marriage is perfect, and I don't want a perfect marriage. I want my marriage, and I want to be married to Graham.
Graham Platner is running for the U.S. Senate from the state of Maine as a progressive Democrat, but his campaign has been rocked by reports that he exchanged sexual messages with as many as a dozen women on the messaging app Kik, widely used for sexual encounters. This Kik profile with the handle P Hustle, which is still active, shows a half-naked image of the Senate candidate wearing only a towel.
Amy and I have a very loving and very happy marriage.
Last night, his wife stood by his side as Platner told reporters it's all lies.
But the stories are true, right? About the texts?
No. No, this is the amazing part. The Wall Street Journal and New York Times ran stories without any evidence besides the gossip from a former staffer.
But according to the published reports, the information came straight from Amy, who told her husband's former campaign manager that she was concerned her husband's behavior could become a political liability.
Another day, another controversy.
New trouble for a Democratic candidate in a key Senate race.
Earlier this year, a video of him dancing shirtless in his underwear at his brother's wedding revealed a skull and bones tattoo, an image associated with the Nazi SS.
This far more represents who I am now.
He covered it with another tattoo, claiming he didn't know it represented the worst of humanity. Platner was leading in the polls before the sexting allegations and was considered a good bet to beat the Republican incumbent Susan Collins. But now, many Democrats are calling on Platner to drop out.
It is disturbing and it is horrible. And why can't we do better? Why can't we have better candidates?
His wife begs to differ.
I think it's shameful behavior to spend time and energy and resources on negative stories on Graham.
Platner's wife says they have been in counseling. The Maine primary is June 9th. She's still number one on Netflix. The teen convicted of driving into a brick wall at 100 miles per hour, killing her boyfriend and their friend. Now we're learning she's also developing a bad girl persona behind bars. Court documents obtained by Inside Edition reveal she's racked up 32 reports of misconduct.
She can't stay out of trouble. The teen convicted of deliberately driving her car into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour, killing her boyfriend and a buddy, is racking up infractions from behind bars. 21-year-old Mackenzie Shirilla has already notched 32 prison violations. In the hit Netflix documentary, The Crash, Mackenzie appears on camera from prison looking calm and soft-spoken.
Every day in here, I try to wake up and
be the best person I could be every day.
Prison records paint a very different picture. McKenzie has been found guilty of disruptions, drug use, possessions of contraband, clothing violations, and get this, sexual relations with another inmate. During one wild incident, McKenzie was accused of flashing her breast during a video call with another woman.
And the McKenzie that came on to the Netflix was not the same McKenzie that I witnessed in prison.
Pat Crowder was an inmate with McKenzie at the Ohio Reformatory for Women, where she says she has a reputation as a total diva.
She thrived for fame even while I was in prison with her. She thought that she was going to be the princess of the prison.
She says McKenzie always had her makeup freshly done and treated prison like a high school popularity contest.
McKenzie Shirilla did not walk around that prison yard with an ounce of remorse. McKenzie Shirilla walked around prison thinking, how is she going to get in with the cool kids?
McKenzie Shirilla is not eligible for parole until 2037. Savannah Guthrie's mother has now been missing for exactly 4 months with no major break in the case. Over the weekend, I joined the country's top true crime experts at CrimeCon, where everyone was asking the question, what happened to Nancy Guthrie?
It's a gathering of America's top criminologists, citizen sleuths, and true crime aficionados. And one case is on everyone's mind: the still unsolved kidnapping of Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy, 4 months ago today. Can they solve the mystery of Nancy Guthrie's kidnapping? Savannah Guthrie has reportedly spent $500,000 of her own money on private investigators, perhaps a sign she thinks that law enforcement is not making progress. I spoke with News Nation's Brian Enten at the Las Vegas convention, known as CrimeCon.
No one seems to know what happened to Nancy, no suspects, and even the sources I have on the inside say that they still don't know much.
You have sources on the inside. Is there information that they know that's not public yet?
There is information that they know that's not public, but it's not like a suspect. They don't have a name from what I've been told. They still don't have a working motive.
Famed TV personality Nancy Grace hosted a seminar devoted to the Guthrie case.
Why don't we have the kidnapper?
She thinks the kidnapper had at least one accomplice who may be seen driving away on Ring camera video around the time of the kidnapping.
Cars flying by within 10 minutes of Nancy's pacemaker disconnecting on a route that empties out of the neighborhood. What are they doing driving around at 3 o'clock in the morning?
CrimeCon Las Vegas drew 7,000 people. I hosted a panel featuring women who turned the tables on the men who have terrorized them. CSI Miami star Eva LaRue's 12-year stalking ordeal is told in the Paramount Plus documentary My Nightmare Stalker. Amber Rasmussen and Athena Klingerman were featured in the Paramount Plus series Don't Date Brandon, detailing their marriages to a serial stalker and con man named Brandon Johnson.
What are you hoping that the people that come see this panel walk away with?
Strength,
empowerment,
resilience.
And look, CrimeCon's wall of posters of America's missing persons, each representing a family's indescribable pain, along with a message for families like Savannah Guthrie's: never give up hope.
Such a moving display. Now take a look at this. Guys coming out of a New York City manhole one after another, but they aren't utility workers. They're being called mole people. But who are they? Justin Finch went looking for answers.
This bizarre video shows a manhole cover on a New York street sliding to one side. Then a shadowy figure wearing a headlamp clambers out. Out comes another mole man. Then a third guy emerges from underground. He's carrying a shovel. It looks like that's it until this happens. A fourth mole man narrowly avoids being run over as he climbs out. Then out comes number 5, 6, 7. He puts the cover back in place, stomps it down, and off they all go. The 7 mole men emerge here at this manhole cover. And today, there's speculation they could be urban explorers, bold souls who poke around in old buildings and spooky places. Cops and first responders were quickly on the scene in force. NYPD tells Inside Edition the investigation remains ongoing. The video obtained by Williamsburg 365 News comes on the heels of this video from 5 miles away. A bunch of mole people disappearing underground straight down a manhole.
You have to be real careful.
Steve Duncan is an urban explorer. These videos show him in tunnels under New York City.
When the tide comes all the way in, it's going to fill up the tunnel to about right here.
This could have been a life or death mission. One guy barely missed being hit by a car.
Yeah, and then there are all the normal dangers, you know, falling, it's wet, and you have to watch out for carbon monoxide.
But for now, New York is gripped by the riddle of the mole men.
Police say the so-called mole men do not pose any threat to public safety. One of the biggest stars in the world, Sydney Sweeney, just managed to enjoy the sights and sounds of Times Square without being noticed.
She's Hollywood's It Girl, but she's going about the crossroads of the world in sunglasses and a hoodie, and no one recognizes her. You're used to seeing her like this, but this time Sydney Sweeney is going incognito in the Big Apple while out on a date with boyfriend, music mogul Scooter Braun, riding bikes, chomping on a cheeseburger just like any other tourist. Except no tourist ever saw herself on one of the giant Times Square billboards.
Last night, Sweeney's hit HBO series Euphoria ended its third and final season. Reacting to criticism the show's too racy, Sydney posted, quote, "It's called acting." And a scare for pop princess Sabrina Carpenter, the singer getting a temporary restraining order against a man she says has been showing up repeatedly at her front door, a situation she calls deeply alarming.
It's a stranger showing up on Sabrina Carpenter's doorstep. He was identified by authorities as William Applegate, and he allegedly won't leave her alone. He was arrested on May 23rd. Less than 24 hours later, the 31-year-old came by again, knocking on her front door. You can see Sabrina's security tackling the guy. Now, the singer says she fears for her personal safety. His approach was deliberate, calculated, and aggressive, which is deeply alarming. Sabrina has been granted a temporary restraining order.
A hearing is set for later this month to decide if the temporary restraining order becomes permanent. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley have been out of prison for a little over a year after getting a full pardon from President Trump. The couple was convicted of fraud and tax evasion. Now the judge who sentenced them is in trouble herself, accused of having an affair with a police officer in her chambers.
The federal judge who sent reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley to prison finds herself in hot water today for allegedly having sex in her chambers.
We knew that this judge was corrupt from day one.
Judge Eleanor Ross has been officially reprimanded for a gross lack of judgment for having noisy sex within hearing distance of her staff with a high-ranking Atlanta cop during working hours. Clerks who worked for the judge complained that they were subjected to unsettling noises coming from her chambers as the judge and her lover met multiple times over a two-year period.
We should be able to look at a court and say that, you know, we're going to get a fair shot when we go in there. And that's just not what happened here.
Judge Ross sentenced Todd Chrisley to 12 years behind bars after he was convicted for bank fraud and tax evasion. His wife, Julie, got 7 years, but President Trump pardoned them in 2025. He broke the news to their daughter, Savannah.
Your parents are going to be free and clean.
Todd Chrisley says he is outraged by the judge's actions.
She has lied under oath to investigators and said she was not having the affair. It wasn't until 11 days later when text messages had been received and that they had reviewed the footage there in the courthouse that she came clean and said, okay, yes, I was having this affair.
We reached out to the judge for comment, but did not hear back. Forget the latest Marvel superhero movies. The biggest hits these days at the box office are low-budget horror movies made by YouTube stars.
Two low-budget horror movies directed by young 20-something YouTubers are shattering box office records.
Hello? Anyone there?
Backrooms just made the biggest debut ever for an original horror film, $118 million worldwide. Its director, a 20-year-old YouTuber named Kane Parsons.
I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
There's also the supernatural film Obsession. So far, it's grossed $148 million worldwide. Get this, it cost just $750,000 to make. Its director, 26-year-old YouTuber Curry Barker. Cooper Tomlinson stars in Obsession and is also the film's associate producer.
Are you shocked at how this film has just exploded?
I had a good feeling that it was going to do well. The magic that was captured, sometimes when you only had one take, because of time, because of budget constraints, and we make it happen in probably the most perfect way, you know, you cannot get that on a $100 million movie.
These YouTube creator filmmakers are really turning the industry upside down with the number one and two movies this past weekend. I think audiences want fresh and original experiences when they go to the movie theater.
We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, Marilyn Monroe's secret nose job.
A kiss.
Before she became a blonde bombshell, she looked like this. The dramatic before and after.
Here, the nose is much more delicate.
Then singer Morgan Wallen versus the piano. Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Can you name this fresh-faced brunette model? It's future blonde bombshell Marilyn Monroe. On her 100th birthday, we're seeing rare photos before the fame.
A kiss on the hand.
She is the iconic blonde bombshell, a look that on her 100th birthday continues to stir worldwide attention. But long before she became Marilyn Monroe, she was Norma Jean Mortensen. These photos from her earliest modeling days were taken in 1949. She was 23 years old and not yet a platinum blonde. This woman's father, a photographer from Milwaukee named John Allhauser, took the pictures for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Was he told, here's a young starlet, make her look glamorous?
The assignment on the sleeve that he was handed to hold the film said glamour shot.
Even then, long before she became a household name, he saw something magical about Marilyn.
He indicated that she was highly professional and skilled and ready to pose anytime he could have the lights ready.
Five of her photos are up for auction by Heritage Auctions. The photos show Marilyn before she had a nose job. That's right. A little known fact, she had a nose job. Look at this image before the fame. Now this. We show them to Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, Dr. Ben Tolley.
So here you can see the nose is a little bit wider, a little bit more flared, a little bit more down pointed. And then here the nose is much more delicate and upturned.
Feeling gay, rap is too.
Marilyn Monroe, nose job or not, a timeless beauty.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
A true icon. When we come back, country singer Morgan Wallen has a case of piano rage. We hope Morgan Wallen doesn't need this piano for another show because he just sent it flying.
Morgan Wallen's fed up. The country star furiously pushes over an upright piano after there were technical difficulties on stage. Broken piano forced a frustrated Morgan to sing a cappella in front of 60,000 fans in Denver. Talk about a sour note. And look who's hitting the runway in Miami Beach, a collection of the world's most beautiful women modeling the latest swimwear for Sports Illustrated at this year's Miami Swim Week. Influencer Alex Earl sizzled in a sexy white bikini with an anchor imprint. And how about model Brooks Nader in a black one piece. Check out this year's cover girl, Tiffany Haddish. She walked the runway in a frilly two-piece number. Supermodel Molly Sims also strutted her Sports Illustrated body at age 53. Everybody into the pool.
Coming up, what goes up must come down.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Finally today, we think she's aiming for the roof.
She's trying to throw him sturdy work shoes to wear while he's laying new shingles on the roof. Uh-oh, that didn't go as planned. Let's try again. Nope, not even close. Don't expect a call from Major League Baseball.
Maybe she should try kicking? That's Inside Edition for today. We'll see you next time.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.